Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise his holy name forever. Let's bow before you again, Lord, as you help me to minister again on the Sabbath day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit of truth, spirit of holiness, spirit of grace and supplication. We just bless you, Father, in Jesus' name, and ask you to continually put your words in my mouth. And help me to continually meditate upon your word in my heart and all the saints that desire truth in the inward parts. As your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we just bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, brothers and sisters, again, as we continue in the perversion and exposing it through the light, the manifested works of darkness. And that is now focusing on James Rice and the range that he has at the Overcomer Ministry. Now, this was off of, from what I understand, from the word from the throne of God. Listen to James Rice himself.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
You're not telling the truth, James Rice. You're a liar. And you're of your father, the devil. Just like Jesus spoke to the religious folk of his time. All right?
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it. Now's the time. Huh? Now's the time. Don't be a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite, because I'm going to tell you, you're a liar, James Rice. Let's hear what James says here about judging them.
You know, there are folk that are judging what's going on here, and they don't even know the Lord.
We'll take that to the Lord of judgment, James Rice. Let's see if I don't know God and what he put in my heart to speak about your perversion.
Yeah, I've got no trouble with judgment.
You don't? Well, you're going to face the judgment of the Almighty God. When he stretches forth his hand upon you, you are going to know that it's a judgment of God from him himself.
You know, don't try to use your sorcery and say, you know, well, God's going to bring down judgment. Call down your fire. Go ahead. Shoot your best shot.
No, there ain't no shot here. Cursed is anybody to keep their sword back from blood. And that's what God has me do with his word. The word of God is a sword, a two-edged sword. And it doesn't cut both ways where it cuts me and somebody else. Because otherwise, if you're unskillful in how to use the word of God, yeah, it will cut the one using it. But if you're skillful with the word of God and the sword of God, it ain't going to cut the person that's handling the word of God. Or the sword in his hand, as I've heard for years. Oh, the word cuts you and me. No. If you're using the word properly, it's going to do what it's supposed to do. Now, let's listen to him, what James says about judgment.
And he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. That was a challenge between Elijah and the prophets of Baal, you know. You know, who can call on God in the answer? They said, that's a good challenge. They took him up on it. You know, let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Hallelujah.
Well, you know what's going to happen in the end? The whore is going to be burned with fire. That's the result of a whore. They shall burn her with fire. Period.
So they called on their God. And then Elijah called on his God. Of course, you know, the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice, licked up the water and everything.
Now, remember I was telling you, I mentioned it several times when God puts it on my heart, about how God said, I will give you pastors that will feed you with understanding and knowledge. Listen to Marie Spencer, one of James Rice's little prodigies.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. You said that you would give us pastors after your own heart that would feed us with knowledge and understanding.
Maurice, there's still time for you to flee from the wrath to come and from the perversion of James Rice, because he's not feeding you with knowledge and understanding. He's feeding you with lies and delusions by not believing the prophet, by not believing what the prophet said about the coming of Jesus Christ, how he proclaimed for years that he's preparing a people for the coming of the Lord.
Lord God, we've seen that happen over and over again in this setting.
Yeah, in that setting, you see that happen over and over again, that James Rice has given you understanding and knowledge. If he was, he would have shut down Ralster a long time ago, as far as the radio broadcast goes, because he was perverting the very word of God. Let's see here.
When the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord, are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
You see, just those words alone by James Rice, he spent his lifetime preparing the people for the coming of the Lord. And yet his preparation and all his speech about the coming of the Lord were nothing but lies. A false witness will speak lies. And when you talk about the coming of Jesus Christ and say how it's going to happen, and it doesn't come to pass, you're a liar. That's as simple as that. But listen to what James Rice said on Rosh Hashanah, right after Ralph's death.
You know, there's something I'm trying to say. I don't think I'm getting it out right, so help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Now you hear that sacrifice of devils, Katina Burgess. Help him, Lord, and listen to her loud mouth give a credibility to this perversion that James Rice is actually speaking. Listen to how you'll hear it from his own mouth. He's a liar. And how he twists the truth and makes it into a lie.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said by the letter materialized.
If Ralph was right about the coming of Jesus Christ, the seven thunders, and all these other things, they would have materialized by the letter, which would have been backed up by the Spirit. But you see, there's a spirit of lies, there's a spirit of divination, there's a spirit of perversion coming out of this man's mouth, just like it did with Ralph Stair. Why wouldn't the mantle of lies be passed from Ralph to James? Because the whore is behind the whole thing with her pimp husband, Dennis Larrabee.
All right now.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Let
now.
Us be faithful that he's prepared us and taught us.
Yes, sir.
What he said by the Spirit.
Amen.
Will happen.
Wait a minute. Now let's be faithful in what he prepared us and taught us, that by the Spirit it would happen. And it truly came to pass by the Spirit. It was truly come to pass by the Spirit that it was a spirit of lies, that it was a spirit of falsehood. Does it get any clearer than that, people? I thank God for the proverb he put in my heart a while ago. And God is the one that will back up his word when he sees your heart is set with his word in it to perform it for you, and not out of covetousness or lust or any other ungodly type of spirit. But I remember when he said, hey, the word of the Lord is pure. The word of the Lord is pure words. They're pure. And they are a shield unto him that puts their trust in him. Then in the very next scripture, if I'm not mistaken, it says, two things have I required of thee, Lord. deny me them not before I die. The first thing, and I often pray this, remove far from me vanity and lies. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Wow, that should be in every saint's heart. Remove far from us vanity and lies, because that's all you hear coming out of the Overcoming Ministry is vanity and lies. They have to justify lies with lies. Otherwise, if they spoke the truth, they would have to shut Ralph Stair down and say, hey, man, the man was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but food that is convenient for us. Lest I be rich and full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That has been my prayer. And God has backed up his very word by feeding us with food that is convenient for us, not only in the physical bodies throughout from the garden that we've been so blessed to watch how God makes things grow, to the spiritual food that is convenient for us, because we need the word of God, which is convenient for us for this time we live in. James.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
James, were you telling the truth when you spoke this?
So the gospel of the coming of Jesus, or the gospel of the kingdom, the coming of Jesus Christ is what he preached.
Amen.
That's what he preached.
James, did he preach the true gospel, or did he preach the false gospel? Was he a false witness that uttered lies, or did he actually speak the truth about the coming of Jesus Christ? This is the one here again, James. Remember now, this is when you first stepped into the liar's pulpit, when you arrived in Kennedy, South Carolina after R.G. Stair's death.
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope. He talked about...
Come on now, James.
What did he talk about?
He said that he was going to go before the Pope of Rome. Let's see. Do you want to hear what he said about the Pope, James? Huh? Remember now, he started way back, 10, 20, 30 years ago, about the Pope.
When I'm ready, I'll do like Paul. I'll let you all know. I will. I'll say I'm ready now. And folks have been listening to me the last couple months. They already hear me starting to say that. They've already heard me start to say, I'm about ready now. Got one more journey, one more place to go, and off comes my head. And after my departure, Jesus coming. After my departure. You say, I don't believe that. Be my guest.
James.
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope.
James, let me stir up your unholy and ungodly mind by way of remembrance. Because I know it's not going to jar your remembrance of the truth. Of the lies that Ralph spoke. Come on, this was back, what you just heard about that, what I just let you listen to, was from 2008, when he said he's almost ready now. That was 13 years before he died. But yet, he still put it in there that God told him he's going to see the Pope. Now, wait a minute. Hey, James?
He talked about,
James. What a perversion.
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope.
James, this is what he said when he did say he was going to stand before the Pope.
The first thing God told me, he said, I'm going to send you to China, I'm going to send you to the Soviet Union, he said, I'm going to send you to the Pope of Rome, he said, then they're going to kill you. Then they will kill you.
James.
Oh, I know I'm going to finish that because
It's really sad, James, that you didn't put that in there when you said that you were going to stand before the Pope. You went into some kind of mental confusion, it looked like. Or actually like what the scripture said, that the Lord has mingled a perverse spirit there and that you are under a delusion.
I know it's going to be my end. God told me you're going to see the Pope, and I will see the Pope.
James.
I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong. And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
You know, is that clear, people? Ralph Steer was not wrong about the Pope, about the Seven Thunders, about speaking the demise of America. How about, let's see here. Let me find this one. Okay. Let me see if I could find this. Okay, here it is. Check this one out that Ralph said in 1988.
They see the smoke and believe soon the fires of hell will be upon us by the end of the year. But before the bombs drop, there will be two signs.
Before this year is out, you're going to find out that I'm a true prophet again.
Now, did you hear what he just said? Before this year is out, you're going to find out I'm a true prophet again because...
Because the thing that I'm speaking is going to come to pass.
Because this thing he's speaking is going to come to pass.
Mr. Reagan is not going to finish his term of office.
That's number one lie.
And we're going to see a financial shakeup in this country before it's over this year.
Wait a minute now. First he said Reagan was going to finish his term, and then you heard the news reporter say, "Hey, Mr. Reagan and Mr. President, how are you doing?" And he said, "Good." Now you're going to see the collapse of the economy supposed to happen.
How bad? How bad? It's going to affect the rich man. The last one on the 19th of October affected the poor man. The big man laughed at it.
Now, that was Ralph Steer. He said, these two things are going to come to pass. These two things. Not just one. These two things are going to come to pass. To show you that he's a true prophet again. Yet, the same man is the one that uttered lies about Reagan not making it to 1987. But the list of lies is on and on and on. And why wouldn't it be right for the mantle of a liar to be passed to James Rice? It's right. Why? Why not? Listen to James again about the Pope. What did he say?
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope. He talked about what did he talk about?
Anything.
He talked about many things.
Yeah, he talked about many things, and you know that he talked about dying before the Pope of Rome. You just didn't want to say it at all because you knew that was a lie to begin with, and it's just like you, James Rice, you're a liar. He said, hey. It's just like you said on that. Wait a minute now. What did James say?
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
You're a liar, James. You're not telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth now.
No, you're not.
Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it. Now's the time. Huh? Now's the time. Don't be a hypocrite.
Well, you definitely ain't gonna. I'm not going to be no hypocrite. But,
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope. He talked about what did he talk about?
Anything.
He talked about many things.
Amen.
Talked about the thunders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talked about the economy failing.
He did that many times, James. In fact, you just heard the one he did in 1988. That was supposed to come to pass before that year was out.
Talked about two witnesses.
Yeah.
So the gospel of the coming of Jesus, or the gospel of the kingdom, the coming of Jesus Christ is what he preached.
No, he did not preach the true gospel of the coming of Jesus Christ. He preached lies about it because none of the things he said about the coming of Jesus Christ came to pass. Otherwise, we'd be in the kingdom already. Jesus Christ would have been here. Almost 2 years ago. I think it's pretty clear, people. But when you got the spirit of the whore resting upon you, you're going to talk like this.
People say, well, what do folk think because you married Rose? Well, what the hell do people think when you don't show up?
Yes.
What was your problem with me before I married her? Hey, I told you I'm going to tell the truth. And which of you nasty brothers didn't try to get in her britches?
Which of you nasty brothers? But that's the truth. Anybody that stays there underneath the rulership of James Rice, you're filthy and nasty. Period. I told you, unless you can find a way of escape, which God will make a way of escape to those that desire it, you're going to be locked into perversion and desolation. So it already is desolate. Spiritually speaking, the farm and the Overcurrent Ministry is a desolation. Period. Let's listen to what James says about getting in her britches, because evidently James got in her britches because he ended up getting married to her.
And she didn't do it. She's got more integrity than you. Right. See how I talk? I told you I wasn't going to spare. You bunch of hypocrites. God.
Yeah, and you're the head of all those hypocrites.
Sees you, and I see you, and everybody sees you. Now, come on, stand up and tell me. Oh, no, I didn't try to get in the britches. Come on, stand up.
I could stand up and tell you that. And it wasn't by my own doing, it was by the grace of God, because the grace of God taught me and still teaches me to deny ungodliness or the whore, which is a deep ditch, and to deny worldly lust that were put out by the spirit of the whore.
How long you think I've been being a man? You hypocrites. Now you can't stand her because she's righteous. Right. Come on now. Right. Come on now. Right. I don't hear nobody stand up and say, no, I didn't do that. Because
no, I didn't do that. But people on the farm there, somebody should have stood up unless they were all falling into the snare of the whore.
Because if you did, you'd be a liar.
Help us, God.
Now you can still leave. You can still leave.
I hope you people hear that. On the farm, you can still leave. There's still a hope. God will make a way of escape for you if you hear this. He will make a way of escape for you to get off of that perverted land that you're living in.
Because I'm going to tell the truth. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. Aren't you guys sick and tired?
No, he's not telling the truth. He's a liar. Just like I said before. See that there? Let me pull up the scripture. And it is in. Let me see if I can find it here. See that there? It says, no outlet, Rose Larrabee, L.A. Rose Lane. Now, I wasn't playing with this because that was after, under the influence, when I seen this, she had Ralph, she had the adulterous hunch for the precious life, and she turned Ralph into a piece of bread. There's Ralph's demise in his physical body. You could see the spirit of desolation as the whore is looking at him. Okay? And it's just like that one there. Well, she's got that big smile on her face riding the bike down the road. I'm telling you, remind me of the Wizard of Oz. I'm not trying to be funny with that, but that's exactly what it looked like. The Witch of Endor, or the witch in the Wizard of Oz with the bicycle. The only thing she's missing there, she ain't got the little doggy in her basket. But other than that, there's no outlet in that. And that was the reason I stopped to take that picture is because of the scripture that I've been using for years of that particular picture right there. No outlet is in Proverbs chapter 2. Now, it's a little clearer than the last one. Thank the Lord for helping me to make this more clear. But it says here, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Now, evidently, the way James was talking here, let's hear James again.
People say, well, what do folk think because you married Rose? Well, what the hell do people think when you don't show up?
Yes. Amen.
What was your problem with me before I married her? Hey, I told you I'm going to tell the truth. And what you nasty brothers didn't try to get in her britches?
Because they didn't have the wisdom of God that enters into their heart. That's why their nasty brothers were trying to get in their britches. Because she had the spirit of the whore. And the spirit behind Rose Larrabee is right here in chapter 2 of Proverbs. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. When that happens, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. First thing it does, it delivers you from the way of the evil man, which that speaks froward things. Now you're hearing James Rice with his frowardness. Ralph Stair is dead and spoke frowardness and lived the froward path for a long time. But James Rice, now as you heard that, what he's saying there about getting into Rose's britches, he's trying to guard and protect his whore. But it says here in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 13, it says, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they're froward in their paths. That described Ralph Stair's life in detail. And now we go on to what it says about Rose that James Rice is supposed to be married to, that people were getting in their britches. Let's listen to James again.
And she didn't do it. She's got more integrity than you. See how I talk? I told you I wasn't going to spare.
Yeah, but how'd you get in her britches then? She got more integrity than everybody else, but she allowed you to do it. Remember now, if wisdom enters into thy heart, knowledge is pleasant to thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Wow. Which forsaketh the God of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None. That's pretty clear. Not one that go on to her, return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. And that's exactly why God had me take that picture several years ago. Because there is no outlet when you walk in that direction. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Well, we're going to go back to hear this again from James.
A bunch of hypocrites. God sees you, and I see you, and everybody sees you. Now, come on, stand up and tell me. Oh, no, I didn't try to get in the breach. Come on, stand up. How long you think I've been being a man? You hypocrites. Now you can't stand her because she's righteous. Come on now.
No, she's not righteous. She's an adulteress. That's pretty clear, you lying devil. But that's the way James Rice says. He's going to justify his lies and his perversion of married to the whore.
Come on now.
Come on.
I don't hear nobody stand up and say, no, I didn't do that. Because if you did, you'd be a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. I didn't do it. Thank God I didn't do it. All right. When I lived on the farm, I didn't do it. And I know other men that didn't do it when they were living on the farm when Ralph and Rosie were playing footsie with each other.
Help us, God.
Now, you can still leave.
Help us, God.
You can still leave.
I hope you people that are listening can hear this. I hope somebody gets this message out to the people on the farm there. They still have the opportunity to leave. God will make a way of escape for you if you desire it, if you desire truth in the inward parts. Otherwise, you're going to be locked in.
Because I'm going to tell the truth. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. Aren't you guys sick and tired?
No, you see, that's the same garbage Ralph used to pull with his little rosy whore. Let's see here.
Hallelujah.
But you getting in here make you look like you live in the valley. Glory to God.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Now, remember Ralph said, I mean, James says he's sick and tired of the way people talk about him and Rosie. Well, who do you think is sitting right in the front row there, right to the right of Ralph right there? Well, that's James Royce. And listen to him giving credibility to the spirit of the whore that's sitting right behind him. That's the woman that he married now. But watch this.
Look at those flowers. Now, a lot of you folks can get upset about these flowers because this is a mother. Well, we'll help you out. It's basically a Sister Rose's, but she gets Sister Mama to help her out so she can say, so everybody don't blame her for it.
Pretty.
So Mama gets in on it, and Snot Nose gets in on it. Snot's all over the thing.
Oh, isn't that such lovely way to talk to a saint, a sister, a mother in the Lord? Snot nose. She gets snot all over herself. That's how Ralph, that was Ralph's method of operation, by belittling people. But then when he'd say something good to them, they would look at him like he was a god, because of the way he would put them down, and then he would say something nice, so that way they would accept him. But you see, remember James, he said he was sick and tired of the way people reacted to him and Rose. That's what he was talking about. Now this is Ralph and Rose.
Because they was in there yesterday wanting to make this place look beautiful.
Hallelujah.
And you know, they've done a good job.
Listen to James now.
Who could do a better job with flowers and a rose?
Yeah, hear that demonic laugh. But anyways, he got what he's looking for. He got in her britches, people.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She can tell the name of these flowers. She can tell when they'll grow and they won't grow.
All right. Here comes his reaction, like James. James says, I'm sick and tired of this stuff. Here comes Ralph.
Oh, bless
you.
See?
See, I know what you people do.
Yeah, see that?
I know what you have done.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Until I got to the point where I say, come on, I love Rose.
See, now gradually, this thing kept coming out into the open. More and more and more. Well, actually, Ralph was bringing it out in the open, like you see right here. I got to the point where I say, I love Rose. Now, there, her husband is sitting right there. Her husband.
her husband now brings her. She give her a hug.
Yep.
He said, give her a hug so I can get one.
That's right.
What a perversion. Yeah, go sleep with her so I can sleep with her. Hey, it's so deep, the perversion. This is ungodly spirit. My God. But that's the way Ralph Stair was. And he died just like that. A filthy, ungodly man.
Crazy, huh?
Listen to this garbage.
You having fun? Mark on, Satan. The only trouble with that, you got some of your comrades in here.
No, the only comrade of Satan is the one you hear talking right there. And then James Rice sitting to the left of Ralph's there now. That's the comrades of Satan. Hey, marvel not if Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. Even his ministers, like Ralph and James, transform themselves into the ministers of righteousness, whose ends shall be according to their works. You're seeing the work of Satan and the work of Ralph right here. And James Rice is following in the same steps because he's doing the same thing at this present day.
Oh,
Now, see how Ralph used that rose as an excuse now?
You know what they finally charged you with down
to set up another encounter with a young girl?
But they said I hugged a young girl. Now, when I hugged a girl, she did not object to it. But then later on, she told me I didn't want her to do it.
He did more than hug the girl and did not object to it. That much you could rest assured. What a liar the man was. All right, let's go to this one here now.
The other day after one of the meals, I was sitting down and Dennis come running to me, and boy, he gave me a hug. Woo! I wonder how you folks don't fuss about that one. See, I got you pegged. Did I even tell you? I want him to hug me as much as he can. It gives me the opportunity then to hug his wife. See?
Now, you talk about a perverted spirit, an ungodly, filthy, unclean spirit, that he could hug Dennis so he could hug Rose. You people, I'm telling you, you have to have a reprobate mind to not see the perversion of this man. And then James Rice is in the same category now.
Watch this.
Watch this now.
Okay. There we are.
Now look at that perversion there. And see Dennis promoting it right there? He's the president now. No wonder he's president, because they put up with Ralph's perversion all those years. But look at Ralph, he's looking at other women there. Come on, let me give you a hug too now. Let's all get in on this.
Oh, you stupid people. You're so blind.
So blind.
You're just so blind.
That's the truth. Now, that's the truth. They're so blind to see the truth of the perversion Ralph was walking in. You see, this was after me and my wife left. Because I see Brother Andrew up there sitting in the front seat where I used to sit.
You're so stupid.
So stupid.
You're so ignorant.
Ignorant.
Of the ways of God. I don't believe God would have you do that. I don't believe God would have you do that one.
Wow. What a perversion. But that is... basically, that's where James Rice picked up the mantle of perversion from Ralph and is living and prospering in the way of the wicked to this day. But that will all come to an end. The word of God is true, people. God hates the spirit of despite, and these people are despisers of God. They do despite to the spirit of grace. Just like you heard Marie Spencer talking about the perversion of pastors. Let me play another thing for James Rice, or Maurice.
I personally do thank the Lord for what I'm hearing and being urged to move with fear. To move with fear.
Maurice, you're not moving with any kind of fear. You believe the lies and the perversion that comes out of James Rice's mouth and him being married to Rose Larrabee? You're a liar too, Maurice.
Lord God, and to do all, like Noah, to do all that the Lord commands us. Yes.
No, you're not doing all, Lord. The Lord commands you to come out of them. Come out from among them and be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, Maurice. Not to give in to that perversion like you're doing there, but the only reason you're doing it is because you're allowed to speak like you are, and it gives you some off-lip thing or boasting. What a perversion. You ain't moving like Noah, moving with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his own household because God told him he's going to destroy. You ain't moving with fear like that because you are under the spirit of delusion. You are soon to be destroyed. If you, like I said, hey, James Rice gave you the opportunity to go, to leave. You better take advantage of it, because if you don't, you're going to be destroyed, just like James Rice is going to be. God's going to destroy him. There's no doubt about it. whatever. Thank you, Jesus. Let's listen to this one here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Now, this is just a perverted prayer of Marie Spencer. Now, you got a nice, smooth voice.
Thank you, Lord God. You said that you would give us pastors after your own heart that would feed us with knowledge and understanding.
Yeah, well, that's not what James Rice is doing. Not at all. You know, I'm reminded now, remember now, Maurice was just like me as far as when he came from Oklahoma to give Ralph Stair credibility. Because he would constantly, Ralph would have him pop off in the building or even in the dining hall or whatever on the farm. When Maurice showed up, when Ralph would speak, Maurice would yell, "Right, right, the word of the Lord is right." And I fell into the same kind of delusion for a while, but God delivered me out of that delusion. And unless he delivers Maurice out of it, he's locked in and he's got a place reserved in the lake of fire where Ralph Stair is on his way to.
Lord God, we've seen that happen over and over again in this setting, and we see it happen this morning. A very present truth of this very situation in which we live, the darkness that is in the world and right here among us.
See, now that's the truth. The darkness that is in the world and the darkness that is right there among them. They don't even see it. You say you see and you still remain in your sins, Jesus said. Hey, if that light that is in you that he just spoke about is darkness, then how great is the darkness? It's a great darkness upon him and all the people there. Maybe that's why they can't be delivered.
And opposition to the work of God. And very well explained to us this morning. And so the onus is on us.
Well, the point is, I'm not in opposition to any work of God at all, anywhere. The only thing I oppose is the operation and work of Satan and his ministers, just like Marie Spencer speaking and James Rice and anybody else that lets their voice be heard. Remember what James said now?
We aren't so concerned about what Brother Stair said or what God said.
Hallelujah! All right. Glory!
See, they're not concerned about what Brother Stair said or what God said, but what James says, what God says, or what Marie says, what God says. But they're not concerned about it. That's the truth, brothers. That is the truth.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
Now's the time to say it, James. You're a liar. You're not speaking the truth. If you did, you would, like I said, you would have shut Ralph down on the radio broadcast. The truth is, you would have never married the whore that brought Ralph Stair to a piece of bread. You would have never married her. But you see, James, you're a liar, just like your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning, just like you. I thank God that he set me and made me free from the perversion of Ralph Stair back in 2015, at the end of 2015, when I actually had my confrontation with Ralph, because Dennis and Al Kabilial, the one that didn't mind Ralph cupping his 12-year-old daughter's breast, would sit there, glory to God, amen, prophet, that brought Ralph Stair into the judgment of the law of the land. Because they came and arrested Ralph not long after that. But the point was, is in 2015, Dennis, Larrabee, and Al Kabilial were both mocking my wife. When I came home one day from working out, laboring, getting trees for the wood-burning stoves on the farm, my wife was in tears. And I asked her what was going on, and she told me how they were mocking her And I just was, I had enough of it. I said, man, as soon as I see Ralph, I'm going to let him know. I said, this ain't going to continue. And I'm telling, within not even a minute, Ralph comes riding by near where I was, by our trailer, and I stopped him. I said, hey, I says, and I explained to him, I said, look, if you don't stop Dennis and Al from mocking my wife, I says, we're out of here. He said, okay, I'll take care of it. He went, he made like a little circle, not even maybe a few seconds. He turns around, he goes, when do you want to leave? You see, he didn't want to deal with that because of the fact is he had the little girls of Al on his mind, and he had Rose Larrabee, the whore, that had him in her clutches, her hands, her in her pants. It says that in Ecclesiastes about a woman like that. I won't go to that right now. But he turned around and says, oh, when do you want to leave? You see? He didn't want to stand up to the righteous judgment of those two men and the perversion that they were doing. In fact, it was not long before that I actually told Ralph, I said, hey, Dennis and Al are mocking these sisters around here out in the open. He goes, oh, I know that. They do that to all the sisters. I was like, well, why don't you do something about it? But you see, that's the way Ralph was. He wouldn't do nothing about it because he had other intentions in the background, the hidden works of darkness. It's even a shame to speak of those things that they do in darkness. So we just want to bless you, saints. This is just another admonition and warning from God that you don't want to fall into the trap like, wait a minute, let's just see this again. What did James say?
You know, there's something I'm trying to say. I don't think I'm getting it out right, so help me, Lord.
All right, help him, Lord, to get it out right. And God does help him to speak the perversion that comes out of his mouth right here.
Help him, Lord. Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair in seeing that everything that he said by the letter materialized.
Wait a minute now. You call that a trap? If I say something like Ralph did for years about the coming of Jesus Christ and how it's supposed to take place, and you call that a trap by trying to vindicate him according to what he actually said, and it doesn't come to pass, you call that a trap? No, that's not a trap. But listen to this perversion. Come on, James. James Rice, you're a liar. Just like you said, hey, call me. Yeah, you're a liar, James.
All right now.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Let us be faithful that he's prepared us and taught us.
Yes, sir.
What he said by the Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, what he said by the Spirit is coming up. It's already come upon your heads, James, Rose, Dennis, and everybody else that listens to this perversion. What he said by the Spirit will come to pass. And it has. Because you believe his lies, you're liars, just like him. And all liars are going to have their part in the lake of fire. That's as clear as it can get.
That's it.
I think I said it right. Hallelujah. But we stay in our place and we continue to worship God and love one another and serve one another. Look for the coming of God. He'll be vindicated, and so will you.
He was vindicated. His lies were vindicated. They were proved to be lies, and that's a vindication from God. And because you say you're waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ when your beloved prophet told you when he was coming and how he was coming, you're vindicated, James Rice. You got a place in hell reserved right next to Ralph's there. So does everybody else that belongs to your perversion of lies and deceit. It says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Evil men like James Rice, seducers like the Jezebel whore spirit on Rose Larrabee, and her pimp husband, Dennis Larrabee. Hey, I said that right to Ralph Steer's face with Mark Connelly right there and Dennis Larrabee right there. I looked at Ralph, I said, this man's been pimping his wife to you for years. It shut their mouths. None of them said a word about it. Why wasn't I rebuked? You see? They couldn't. You can't do nothing against sound speech. Especially if you speak sound speech, it'll shut the mouth of the devil because he can't really say much about it. Unless God allows him to. But when it's done in the proper sense, it's just like it says in Hebrews, they shut the mouth of lions. Wow. So we just thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we ask you to bless this message to the people's hearts, those that may be delivered from the snare of the fowler, those that may be delivered from the delusion and deceit and lies that the false witnesses, like Ralph Steer, remember now, false witnesses speak as lies, like Ralph Steer, James Rice, Maurice Spencer, Dennis Larrabee, any of these people here at the Overcoming Ministry, they're nothing but liars. That's all there is to it. And may God deliver you from that, because if he doesn't, you are ordained to that condemnation. That's all there is to it. You see, I don't condemn or save anybody, but God's word is what's going to condemn or save anybody in this hour. And few there be that are going to find the truth. Few there be that are going to find deliverance. Few there be that are going to enter into the eternal kingdom of God. Period. So may God grip your hearts with his fear. May his love be rested upon you in this hour. The love of many waxes cold, which is true, because iniquity is abounding. But those that have the love of God in their hearts, few there be that have it, it says in Jude, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto everlasting life. And that's what we do. We strive to keep ourselves in the love of God, because God loves us, we love him and his truth and his word and the spirit of truth that backs up his word. So may God bless you. In Jesus' name is my prayer till we meet again. Amen.